Welcome back to This Person I Met. My name is Kayla, and I'm the host of this podcast. Recently, I had the chance to meet up with a close family friend. Upon first meeting her, it was pretty easy to make assumptions in my head. She graduated from MIT with a degree in business. She's worked with one of the largest investment banking companies in the US. And she talks a lot about investing in stocks and advises me to start saving when I'm young. By the end of our first few days together, I naively thought I knew her entire character. It turns out, I couldn't have been more wrong. In this episode, she talks of her interest in the higher dimensions of the universe, as well as her role in the nonprofit Unlock Highest Dimension, which helps discover individuals with special gifts, as she talks about in this episode. As our conversation progresses, she dives into the idea of the end dimension, as well as soul and spirit, which help forge the connection between our physical bodies and the infinite universe. Despite my months of work with this podcast, her story served as yet another reminder that I never truly know until I ask. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'd love to. Thank you first for inviting me. Mm-hmm. I would describe my journey in a very interesting way. So I studied engineering in college, and then I studied economics in graduate school, and then MBA from MIT Sloan. So you would describe me more as a kind of STEM person. Mm-hmm. Then after that, I did consulting in energy consulting for 6 years. And then I did investment banking on Wall Street, mm-hmm. focusing on the renewable energy sector for 7 years. And then I did 1 year in nonprofit, mostly on career development to help international students to be very competitive in jobs like Wall Street. And then I did career counseling. I started the first career consulting firm for international students in the U.S. and ran that for a period of, I would say more than around 7 years. And then I got very interested in newer technology in the wellness business. Mm-hmm. So from there, I came into wellness and healing. Now I'm here really focusing on healing in the broad perspective, which I can describe, but mostly is to work with people in the three worlds of body, soul, and spirit, which I will also explain, mm-hmm. who have this particular spirit gift that we can open their gift and then make them better connected with the higher dimensions of the universe. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, I came from a very traditional and competitive background, but now I felt like my life has been led into a very interesting path. And I can honestly say that what I'm doing now is really what I'm passionate about.
Mm-hmm. And adding on to that, would you like to introduce your organization, Unlock Highest Dimension?
Yeah, so Unlock Highest Dimension, also you use the same words, @.org is our website as well. Mm-hmm. We are a nonprofit organization, the 501c, and we are federal established as a tax-exempt nonprofit organization. What we do is that we find people globally who have what we call the spirit gift, mm-hmm. and get them together. There's a percentage of the people, human race, who has this particular spirit gift. We get them together and then we help them realize who they are, mm-hmm. meaning they have this gift. And then we help them open their gift, meaning we help them to open their connection with the higher dimensions in the universe. Mm-hmm. The reason those people are given the gift is because they have their particular calling to help human race in a particular way, just like the artists. Mm-hmm. They have their mission, right, to bring art to the world, the musicians, the mathematicians, but they're gifted with a separate, different set of gifts, and we're gifted with our separate gift. Mm-hmm. So I help them, or we help them, to open that gift, and then ultimately is to help the world, and then take people, break away from the limitation on Earth, and go back to the nth dimension.
Wow. Could you elaborate a little bit on what the spirit gifts are?
So spirit gift actually starts from the hardware, meaning that if you imagine our brain, we have so many brain cells. Mm-hmm. Actually, each brain cell is a possibility pathway to be connected with the universe. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever thought about it. This is one of the organs that is completely underutilized, but we constantly supply blood to mm-hmm. it. So, you know, as human body, it's actually quite intelligent. for the organs that are not useful, they will atrophy. There's no reason for them to be there. But brain is the only organ that we know we're not using the most potential, but we still keep supplying to it. Mm-hmm. So for those people, some of their brain cells still have that connection with the different dimensions, various dimensions in the universe. Mm-hmm. So those people have that pathway, and those are the spirit-gifted people. Mm-hmm. So if our brain is completely blocked off, then we won't have that connection. Then those people do not have this particular spirit gift. And another thing is the third eye window. Mm-hmm. So you probably have heard about it or not have heard about it. You know, there's a lot of legends or just stories about it. But for people with spirit gift, they typically have a third eye window here in between eyebrow. We have the ability of tell whether this person has or not. So that's another way to identify.
Mm-hmm. You also mentioned the N dimension. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that is personally. Could you maybe explain that?
Yeah. So have you ever heard of the concept of three dimension?
Yeah.
So tell me what you understand as a three dimension.
It's just like, I know of like 1D, like 2D and 3D and like maybe 4D.
Yeah. Tell me, what is 1D to you?
1D is like flat, and then 2D is like when you go to a movie, you see 2D, then 3D is like an actual form, and then 4D is like you feel it, right?
Yeah, that's a good start. So there's some basic concept of different dimensions. Mm-hmm. So 1D, typically people think that's the beginning, like a dot. But 2D is something that's like a surface. You've expanded the one dot into a much bigger surface. And then 3D is the spatial. You go from what's on the surface to space. Mm-hmm. And then 4, a lot of people understood it as the dimension of time. So you have the 3D, but also along with the time axis, you have 4D. And then some people understand there's even 5 and 6. So the fifth dimension is actually about your senses. That's why we have 5 senses. Mm-hmm. Sixth dimension could be 6th sense for something that you can foretell that is happening before it actually happens. Mm-hmm. So back to your point, what is a dimension? So every incremental one dimension adds another infinite possibility onto the prior dimension. Mm-hmm. So you opened another degree of freedom. If you're a STEM student, so the N versus N minus one is that the Nth dimension adds an infinite number of possibility to the N minus one division. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying is here, going back to the question, first of all, do you think the universe is finite or infinite?
Infinite.
Great. So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
Can you imagine not everybody thinks that way? There are people who think that the universe is finite. Mm-hmm. So if you were just like me, who start out with an intuitive understanding that the universe is actually infinite, what that means is that it can have as many dimensions as possible. Mm-hmm. So we're using this N dimension to be accurate. It's actually infinite dimension. We're just using the N to represent that infinity. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yeah. So in a way, it's kind of like different realities, or?
It is a different, it's a reality, that's for sure, because people don't think that beyond certain dimension things exist anymore. Mm-hmm. But as you know, there are worlds that is tangible, and there's a lot of it is intangible. Mm-hmm. Even in the universe, there are things that we can see, and then there are things that is in the black hole you cannot see. So the world that is also real but cannot see is part of the reality. Mm-hmm. So we're not saying that there's an infinite reality. We're saying that there's only one reality, which is the reality is that it has infinite possibilities. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So each of the dimensions are different from, in what way are they different?
So for example, if you think about, again, 2D and 3D, a surface and then the vertical spatial. So the 3D has infinitely more possibilities than the 2D, mm-hmm. because on every surface, there's a possibility of many space stacking up on top of the surface. Mm-hmm. And then so we're looking at this space in this room. This is a 3D by itself. But in this room, 100 years ago, exactly on this spot, something else is happening. A different person was here. Mm-hmm. So when you add in along the time horizon, it adds, even within the same 3D spot, there's infinitely more happenings. Mm-hmm. So in that way, that's what I was just trying to say, is that adding another degree of freedom or a dimension that actually gives you an infinite number of happenings or possibilities on top of the prior one. But to be very exact, if you tell me, hey, what is 97th dimension? I can actually tell you.
Mm-hmm. You can?
I can. Because we actually have, if we do have the time, we can catalog all the dimensions. Mm-hmm. But of course, it's infinity, so we can't have that time. But there are dimensions that we use very often for our purpose to open the gifted people. For example, like I said, the fifth dimension is about our senses, but physical senses. Mm-hmm. Sixth dimension is about sixth sense, your ability to foretell something that's going to happen mm-hmm. in the material world. And 97th dimension is accomplished because of love.
Wow.
So that dimension is a dimension about love.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many dimensions about love in the universe. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, universe is filled with energy, which is tangible or not tangible.
Yeah.
Right, even this material has energy inside of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, atomic energy, whatever the energy form is, even mm-hmm. the air is a form of energy. So the 97th dimension is primarily resides the energy of love, but this particular love is love accomplished because of love, meaning that it enables the energy in that dimension enable us to be able to succeed in certain things because of our love.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let me give you something to guess. What do you think the seventh dimension is?
Is it based around another feeling?
It's actually quite different. So you would think that, you know, if you linearly extrapolate from five to six, there's got to be something, you know,
yeah.
like seven. Seven actually is not seven. Seven is power and permit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely different from five and six. So in the mystery of the universe, not everything is linear.
Yeah.
So you don't draw, you know, extension of the two dots and then the straight line, it goes mm-hmm. to the third. The seventh dimension is about the permit that the universe gives, the laws of the universe. Mm-hmm. And then once you have the permit, you know what is right and what is wrong. So seventh dimension actually gives you the permit, and within the permit, you're empowered to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if you get issued a driver's license, then you have the freedom of driving under the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the nature of the seventh dimension. As you learn more about some of those dimensions, which a lot of people don't believe, we'll talk about that, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
It's good, you know, there are people who are non-believers. But seventh is like that, and there are many more interesting dimensions. For example, eighth.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth now is the beginning of the soul world. Actually, anything under seven, those are our body, physical body world that you can touch.
Mm-hmm.
Surface you can see, space you can see, right? Time sometimes you can even feel, or you can look at the sun and moon. Although in the universe, can you imagine in the grand scheme of universe, that sense of time is different from Earth,
yeah,
right?
Because mm-hmm.
you're not really just regulated by the relative position of sun and Earth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you start with the eighth dimension and 12th dimension, between those dimensions, that's the dimensions of the soul world.
Mm-hmm.
So one basic thing for us to remember is dimension 1 through 7 is the world of the physical body
mm-hmm.
that is very tangible.
Yeah,
that's what we're used to. And then 8th to 12th dimension is the dimensions of the soul world.
Mm-hmm.
Soul world, including ghosts,
oh.
are in the soul world.
Yeah.
Some people can see the soul world if they're mm-hmm. gifted with the ability to see. Remember we talked about the brain and
yeah.
connection? Then they can see the souls. And then anything from 13 and above, that's the world of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So if some people with that gift, they can see spirits.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask a question. What do you think? Angels, are they spirit or are they souls? Are they ghosts or are they human body?
I'd say they're spirits.
They are spirits.
Really?
Yeah. Angels are pure spirits.
How can you tell?
It's not that I can tell. They're made that way.
Mm-hmm.
Angels were created.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then their form, they don't have, they unlike human, we're the only living being besides the creator that we have body, soul, and spirit, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And angels are pure spirit form.
Mm-hmm.
And then so the ghosts are pure soul form. They don't have a body. They're physical bodies have died, but they're also not a spirit form. Mm-hmm. So the wandering souls around, they're soul forms.
So people with specific spirit gifts, they can see these forms?
Yeah. So those people with a particular spirit gift, depending on what their dimensional connection is. For example, if you have the dimension of 9 and 8, all those soul dimensions, it's easier for you to detect mm-hmm. the souls than somebody who don't. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Just like, you know, everybody can listen to the music, but people who are musically gifted, their sensitivity and then their level of perception and understanding and their level of achievement will mm-hmm. be different from people without the music gift.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And adding on to your previous point, have you ever received criticism for your work and how do you respond?
I think that we haven't received a lot of criticism, but definitely skepticism.
Yeah.
For sure. I think in today's world, people are very tolerant and diverse, so they don't come out and then criticize yours is not, you know, whatever. And we don't do that to other things either. Mm-hmm. So I would say a lot of people are skeptical because they're just not brought up that way.
Yeah.
Or their scientific education, which is great, but at the same time limited their understanding to only believing what they see. But for people who are more open to possibilities, mm-hmm. they kind of have an intuitive feeling to know what we cannot see actually might be a bigger world than the world we can see.
Yeah.
So we are faced with skepticism all the time, and we don't try to confront the skepticism. We explain. Mm-hmm. And also, because we know what is truth, it's going to be truth whether people believe it or not. Yeah. So the truth itself doesn't depend on whether a human believes it or not. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the laws in the universe, which is something that we work a lot with, mm-hmm. they don't change whether you or I believe it or not.
Yeah.
So in other words, it's our own loss if we do not believe what is true. Mm-hmm. So we just leave it as this. What ends up happening is that we put the messages out, we put ourselves on the Spotify, which we will do more on the YouTube. It's just, you know, creating video format takes more time. We were very resource restrained. Mm-hmm. We'll put it there. People who have grown up this way, understanding this, will find us.
Yeah.
So we use the law. Well, it shouldn't be though. We use the attraction, you know, for people to naturally come to us. We don't have to go out and then, you know, fight for our belief because it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And because you said you kind of grew up around like STEM, did you have any doubts when you first came into this community?
Not at all. Actually, I naturally became a strong proponent for this, advocate for this, because I don't really see there's a conflict. And I grew up in a very interesting way. I'm very fortunate to have come across many interesting people and many gurus from many different schools of thoughts, either in the Western or Eastern. I've met many people from various religions. So I've always found it really natural to understand that the universe is full of things that I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't limit myself. I think being a STEM person, it actually adds my rigorous way of explaining mm-hmm. to the whole thing. In other words, there are people who can be so passionate and emotional about, you know, those type of things, and they become rather illogical, you know, the way they present. They're not as rigorous, and sometimes there's a lot of imagination involved. I actually find my STEM training make me more grounded and can articulate this better, particularly to the STEM community, because mm-hmm. I sound credible.
Yeah.
And I say it in such a way that I'm not emotionally waving my hands and to say, this is so great, fascinating, you have to come, you have to believe it. I don't have to force anything. I just present it as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm.
Also, as a quick heads up, we will be having another episode dedicated to Unlock Highest Dimension, where we will find out more about the importance and implications of this nonprofit organization in our tech-driven world.